Hey, this is Marissa Peer, and I want to welcome you to a really special I Am Enough meditation. I've been a therapist my entire adult life, and I worked out very quickly that all my clients, almost bar none, had issues with not feeling enough. They may have come in presenting the problems of addiction or hoarding, or shopping, or being very needy, or needing praise, or having relationships that failed, or money issues. But what happened with every client, hundreds and thousands of them, is when I peeled away and looked for what I call what lies beneath, it was always the same thing. I'm not enough. I'm an addict, and I just don't feel enough. So I need more food, more alcohol, more drugs. I'm very needy. I need so much praise because I don't think I'm enough. I can't ask for a raise or I can't ask for the money I know I deserve because I just don't feel I'm worth it. I seem to attract the worst people to have a relationship where they dump me. Why can't I find love? Because I think I'm not enough. You see, here's the truth. If you believe you are not enough, you will always need more. More praise, more love, more food, more something, more stuff, more shopping. But you see, if a pair of shoes or a bag or a nice phone or a candle could make you feel good, why do you need more? We need more because we don't feel enough. When you resonate from this frequency of I am enough, you don't need more. And please don't think that means you lay on the couch eating potato chips and not doing anything. Actually, no, not at all. When you know you're enough, you can go out and get the promotion you want, get the pay rise, get the love, the respect, the admiration, because you know you're enough. And I see so many people who feel, you know, I'm just not attractive enough. I'm just not interesting enough. I'm not tall enough, thin enough, rich enough, funny enough, fascinating enough, successful enough. I've spent 33 years working with people who have all kinds of reasons why they're not enough and all kinds of ways that I'm not enough shows up in their life, from billionaires who have everything except a feeling of being enough to really successful actors who should be happy but they're not, don't feel enough, to models who are so breathtakingly beautiful you think they'd be happy but they don't feel enough either. To everyday people like you and me who might work in a bakery, work as a school teacher, be a stay-at-home parent. But when you have this illness, this not enoughness, this common denominator of all of our emotional issues comes from, I'm not enough. So if you can understand that the common denominator of everything wrong with everyone, including you and everyone around you, is I don't feel enough, then you understand you can fix that. How do you fix it? You fix it by saying, I'm enough, over and over again, by recognizing that you are enough, which allows you to allow everyone else to recognize that you're enough too. When you see your enoughness, the whole world will see it too. And I've seen this in many, many schools who've used my enough meditation, and they've said it has made such a massive dent in bullying, because you and I know that bullies never go, hey, my life's so great, who could I diminish today? Bullies never think that they are enough. And then the people who become bullied also think, well, I'm not enough because people bully me and pick on me. So I invite you to join this meditation. I promise you it's going to be a game changer. And I'm ready to start right now. Just before you close your eyes and get ready, I want to explain to you that my meditations are called NICER meditations. NICER means new, innovative. It's new because they're very different. It's innovative, and I'm going to get you to instruct, install, oppress upon yourself what it is you want. You're going to code in and call in what you want. You're going to erase and eradicate old limiting beliefs, and you're going to rewire and repeat. I'm going to ask you to touch the space in between your eyebrows right here, and you're going to impress, instruct, and install into yourself new beliefs. You're going to press very gently, and as you press, you are impressing into yourself your enoughness, installing in your enoughness, instructing your mind to recognize your enoughness. You can hold in your hand a little heart like this that says, I'm enough, or I have one of these. But anything, you might notice I have all these bracelets that say, I'm enough. So if you want to hold something in your hand that says, I'm enough, you then call in and code in your absolute, unshakable, unwavering certainty of your enoughness. And then you're going to do this. You're going to just move from side to side just a little. And you're going to erase, eradicate, and eliminate any limiting beliefs, any feelings of not enough. As you do this, you're going to let them go. So you instruct, impress, install, you code in and call in, and you erase and eliminate. And by having the meditation, you repeat and you rewire that into yourself. So let's get ready to go. Just close your eyes down right now. So with your eyes closed, I want you to be aware that you are beginning a beautiful, calm, amazing meditation. There is nowhere for you to go. You're a human being, not a human doing or a human going. You're just a human being, so you can be. And please don't worry about quietening your mind, because your mind doesn't really want to be quietened. It just wants to let in something beautiful and amazing. So with your eyes closed, I want you to just breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. And again, breathe in. And remember, the first thing you did when you were born was to take a breath. You took, and then you gave, and then you gave, and then you took, and you had perfect, perfect balance. So let's do that again. Give a breath away, take one back. Give all of that breath away, take a breath in, and keep taking and giving. And giving and taking while you breathe so naturally, so deeply, so easily. I want you to understand about being enough. You see, you were born enough as a baby. You absolutely knew that you were enough. You have always been enough, and you will be enough for the rest of your life. And the only thing you need to do every time you play this meditation is to code in your enoughness. So right now, take your fingers and just press that space in between your eyebrows and impress upon yourself that you are enough. Install into yourself an absolute certainty that you are enough. And instruct your mind to recognize that you are enough. You see, your body is run by a network of intelligence which is influenced by your own mind. And every time you meditate with your eyes closed, you are dropping into that network of intelligence where your mind influences your body and you influence your mind to recognize and accept for the rest of your life your enoughness. So now I want you to code in, to call in your enoughness. If you have an object in your hand, that's wonderful. But you can imagine you're holding a photo of you, looking at that photo, recognizing how enough you are, coded in. Call it in. You are enough. You are not your past. You're not your weight, your shape, your size. You are not your childhood. You're not the numbers in your bank account. You're not the numbers on your birth certificate or in the scales. You are not your age. nor your body, nor your past. You are not your job description. This is what you are not. And what you are is enough. You are enough. So I want you to just sway from side to side. And as you do that, I want you to begin to erase, to eradicate, to eliminate, to release, to let go all of that old conditioning. You are enough. Just erase, eradicate, eliminate and release those old issues. Let them go. They are shrinking, fading, disappearing, going, gone. Again, just gently sway from side to side using your shoulders and your upper body. And as you sway, you are erasing, eliminating, eradicating, releasing, letting go of limiting beliefs. And as you let the old stuff go, you are coding in, calling in, installing in its place, and knowing that you are enough. You are enough. And I want you to repeat these words now. I am enough. Say that again. I am enough. And again, I am enough. I have always been enough. I always will be enough. Say that. I have always been enough. I will always be enough. Because as you really accept your enoughness, you allow the whole world to see it, to accept it, to get it. And also you begin to see the enoughness of others as you see your own beautiful, lifelong enoughness. So I want you to take some gaps of silence now. And I want you to keep saying, I am enough, to keep affirming, I am enough, to keep stating out loud, I am enough. Make it your affirmation. Make it your statement of truth. I am enough. And you're enough because you're enough. You are enough because you are enough. You never ever have to quantify your enoughness. As you state it, it is the truth about you. You are enough. That is your truth. It always has been. It always will be. So enjoy the silence coming up. Go deeper. Make your statements of truth. State your affirmations. Do it now. So as you go deeper and deeper and deeper, as you focus on your breathing, on your heartbeat, you're beginning to understand that as you state your enoughness out loud, as you think it, feel it, affirm it, and state it, you'll find that the universe communicates with you profoundly and deeply because of your interactions with it. You are interacting with the universe, stating your enoughness. So the universe that made you and created you, and the universe that made you and put you here knows you're enough. It made you to know that you are enough. The universe that made you, created you, and put you here will support you in everything that you do, most especially in recognizing, affirming, and stating in so many different ways your enoughness. And as you communicate that to the universe is communicating back to you profoundly, deeply, wonderfully, your enoughness. And you see, the difference between excellent and average is really what you do, what you believe, and what you think. And when what you think is, I am enough, when what you do is state, I'm enough, and what you believe is, I'm enough. That's a wonderful thing. You think you are enough. You're enough because you're enough. You believe you're enough because you're enough. And what you do is to say that, speak it, think it, live it, become a walking, talking example of your unshakable, unwavering certainty that you are enough. And now you move from average to excellent, to incredible, to extraordinary. Not for other people, but just for you. Because you are enough. Your words shape your reality. And every day, these words fire in, wire in, code in, install in, impress upon you your enoughness. Every day, the words, I am enough, are becoming your reality. They're becoming your new normal. Because you are enough. You have always been enough. And you always will be enough. You don't have to go anywhere to be enough. You don't go to enough by trying to become anything else. You allow your enoughness to take root and to reside in you. There is no destination called enough. You don't chase after enoughness, run after enoughness, work for enoughness, and you never have to earn it. You don't buy enoughness because you are enough, and knowing that you are enough, it's an inside job. You are enough, and it's your job to grow your enoughness. And you love this job. You are enough right now. There is nothing for you to add into yourself that could ever make you more enough. And there is nothing you have to subtract from yourself to make you more enough. There's nothing to add on. Accept the words, I am enough. And there is nothing to remove or extract except your doubt. And there is no doubt because you are enough. You are not your weight, your shape, your past, your career. You're not any of those things. You are not your memories. But you are enough. And as you know that you are enough, as you resonate, code in, call in, state, and affirm every day your enoughness. As you look in the mirror and say, I am enough because I am enough. That's what the mirror gives back to you. And I want you to see it. I want you to see yourself waking up in the morning and saying, I'm enough. Saying it in the shower, saying it as you clean your teeth, writing it on your mirror, putting it on your fridge, in magnets, printing it on your cushions, writing it on a blackboard, finding so many ways to have I'm enough in your life, making sure that it's part of the computer passwords that you type out every day. You type it, read it, see it, state it, affirm it. There are so many, many ways for you to put I'm enough into your life. It's on your phone alerts and it pings for you twice a day. It's on your phone wallpaper. It's all over your mirrors. Maybe you write it in sand or dust. Or plant it in seeds or ice cookies with it. Because as you know it, as you find so many ways to put enoughness into your life, you know it, you accept it, you verbalize it, you state it, and you now give yourself and everyone else too the ability, the consent to recognize and to accept how enough you are. You recognize the enoughness of others, and you always, always recognize the enoughness of yourself. And now you can be more, achieve more, live more, love more. Every time you state, I am enough, you are actually stating, I matter. I am worthy. I am significant. I am lovable. Every time you state it, I am enough, because you are enough, you are stating the fact that you are worthy, so worthy, that you are so valid and validated, that you are worth it. You are significant. You matter. You're important. You're here for a reason, with something amazing to offer the world. You are enough, and that makes you benevolent. You are enough, and what you want, enoughness wants you. And what you are moving towards, your enoughness is moving towards you. And every day you see proof of your enoughness. You find connection because of your enoughness. And the words, I'm enough, stick to you. And you stick to them. As you stick to your commitment to stating every day, I am enough, the words, I am enough, stick to you. The words you add to I am, add to you. And the words that follow I am, follow you. And every day you say, I am enough. I am always enough. Remembering the words that follow I am, follow you. The words that you stick to I am, stick to you. The words you add to I am are added to you. And you add to I am, you follow I am with enough. I'm enough sticks to you, and you stick to it. And your enoughness, your willingness to accept it, to own it, to state it, to repeat it, to reinforce it, commands your mind to take you to an entirely new destiny. These words command your mind to take your mind, to take you to a new destiny shaped by your words, to a new reality shaped by the words, I am enough. You define I'm enough, and it defines you. And the descriptions you add to I am are yours to change and to upgrade. So I want you again to say, I am enough. So for just a few more minutes, and knowing that this meditation doesn't have to end, you can stay here for as long as you like, thinking, I'm enough. Stating I'm enough, following the words I am with enough. Your words shape your reality. And these words, I am enough, are forging an amazing, powerful, permanent, all-pervasive, wonderful reality for you. I am enough. I am enough. You are enough. I know it. You know it. We all know it. Because it's true. You are enough because you are enough. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back into the room, but you can also stay here for longer. Play this as you drift to sleep, allowing the words, I'm enough, to bathe you and envelop you in your enoughness. So drift to sleep, stay where you are, or open your eyes, come back into the room, take a deep breath. Thank you for doing that. Welcome back. How do you feel? Feels good, doesn't it, to know that you're enough? And I want you to join the I Am Enough movement. Mark your mirror and change your life. I want you to write this on your mirror. Write it anywhere you like. Write it on your hand in ink. Write it on your t-shirt. Put it in your house. There are so many ways to add I Am Enough into your life. And there are thousands of people doing this all over the world, teachers, people working with children. I want you to join them. Share this with other people. Invite your friends, your colleagues, your family members to know that they are enough. And of course, come back to this meditation over and over again to understand the mind learns by repetition. The more you repeat it, state it, and meditate on it, the more this stops being what you do and it becomes who you are. So I hope you can see today that believing in yourself, feeling good about yourself, falling in love with who you are, which, by the way, when you fall in love with who you are, the world finds it easy to fall in love with you too. The greatest way to fall in love with other people is to fall in love with yourself. If you want to find ways to really fall in love with you, just click below for more information. Thanks for tuning in. See you soon.